On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Here we are, and glad you're here, too. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the big radio show on this Wednesday. Almost got ahead of myself. The 19th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Hey, did you hear about that Judge Kavanaugh? I'm sorry. I know. People are already going enough already. Yeah, and I am too. But there's two camps here. One says enough already. Hold the vote. My gosh, come on, let's get it done. Or get that FBI investigation done. Get it done ASAP. Or find somebody else. Or I mean, the ors are just building and building and building. You know what this is? What I've learned a long time ago about when you're in negotiations on any sort of deal, any sort of big transaction, you always have to stop and take yourself out of what you want and find out what it is that the other side wants. You have to. So if you're a Republican, you've got to think, what is it the Democrats want? If you're a Democrat, you got to think, what do the Republicans want? And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people get stuck and go, well, I'll tell you, this is the way I feel about this thing. Well, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. It matters about what does the opposition to you feel about something. So to use maybe a sports vernacular, this Kavanaugh confirmation, it's like a football game and you're in the last 20 seconds of the game and your team is ahead by 1 point. So you think, all we got to do is just hold on to the ball. All we got to do is, I mean, there's always some simple solution, but how many times have you seen, even with 20 seconds left on the clock and a 1 point advantage, the team will blow it? They'll just blow it. So I think when you really look at this, when you get down to why I use the 1 point advantage, is that the Republicans have, depending upon how you're counting, 1 or 2 point advantage. If you're the Democrats and you thought there was no way that you could stop this confirmation, but you've been scratching your head and you've been thinking about it and you've thought, what can we do? What can we do? We've got to figure out a way to get at least two votes to not vote for this guy. Two people on the right side of the aisle. So they went after Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. Aha. But now you have Jeff Flake, who is on the Judiciary Committee. So the Judiciary Committee is 11 Republicans, 10 Democrats. So if he says, nah, I'm not going to vote for Kavanaugh, I'm a no on Kavanaugh, well, that makes it 10 votes yes, 11 votes against, and he dies. His nomination is dead in the water. So you see how close the score is here and why the Democrats are trying. Because this is, I don't blame them. This is a conservative judge. And he's a young guy, and he will be on that court for a long, long time if he gets confirmed. So this is huge for them. This is not just losing a game. This is losing everything, because for decades they are going to be at the mercy of a conservative majority Supreme Court. So it's I can see why they are panicking. I can see why they're trying to pull out any trick play that they can. And so someday we will learn about why, where, what, who, when Christine Blasey Ford Blasey Ford. I don't know how her name is. Anyway, Blasey Ford, sorry. How this all came to be where she decided to come forward with this story. I don't think we will ever know whether it is true or not. I tend to believe that she believes she is telling the truth. I tend to believe that Brett Kavanaugh believes he is telling the truth. I think this was so long ago, and our memories are not that great, and there was drinking involved, and I mean the list goes on and on and on, and so. Now they're down to debating the process. And the latest that I have is this this letter that went from Chuck Grassley to the lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford. And the letter says that the Judiciary Committee's investigators will interview her wherever she wants. She now doesn't need to show up in Washington next Monday. It's wherever you want. Doesn't matter. Now, the Huffington Post is saying that the committee, the investigators that they would be using to talk to Ms. Ford, are all females. They're going to have only female investigators talking to her. I don't know if the investigators are bipartisan. I presume they are. But here's the letter that went to Deborah Katz and Lisa Banks, Katz, Marshall, and Banks on Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. It's from United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Dear Mrs. Katz and Banks, thank you for your letter dated September 18th. I was disturbed to read that your client and her family have received threats of intimidation. That's never appropriate, and no one should be subject to that behavior. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has supplemented Judge Kavanaugh's background investigation file in light of the allegations raised by your client, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. The committee's standard procedure for supplemental background investigations is to conduct phone or in-person interviews with the relevant parties to discuss the underlying issues. To that end, committee staff has attempted to contact you directly by phone and email several times to schedule a call at a time convenient for you and your client. We thus far have not heard back from you with regard to that request. Please contact committee staff at your earliest convenience to schedule that call at a time convenient for you and your client. This was from just a couple of hours ago. Next paragraph. As you know, I have reopened the hearing on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination in light of Dr. Ford's allegations. That hearing will begin on Monday, September 25th at 10 a.m. I have invited Dr. Ford to testify regarding her allegations against Judge Kavanaugh. And in recognition of how difficult it can be to discuss allegations of this kind in public, I have also offered her the choice of testifying in either public or closed session of the hearing. In response to my invitation, however, you wrote yesterday that an FBI investigation of the incident should be the first step in addressing her allegations. I certainly understand and respect Dr. Ford's desire for an investigation of her allegations. That is precisely what the Senate is doing. That is why our investigators have asked to speak with your client. That is why I have invited Dr. Ford to tell her story to the Senate, and if she so chooses, to the American people. It is not the FBI's role to investigate a matter such as this. Before nominating an individual to a judicial or executive office, the White House directs the FBI to conduct a background investigation. The FBI compiles information about a prospective nominee and sends it to the White House. The White House then provides FBI background investigation files to the Senate as a courtesy to help us determine whether to confirm a nominee. The FBI does not make a credibility assessment of any information it receives with respect to a nominee, nor is it tasked with investigating a matter simply because the committee deems it important. The Constitution assigns the Senate and only the Senate with the task of advising the president on his nominee and consenting to the nomination if the circumstances merit. We have no power to commandeer an executive branch agency into conducting our due diligence. The job of assessing and investigating a nominee's qualifications in order to decide whether to consent to the nomination is ours and ours alone. I have reopened the hearing because I believe that anyone who comes forward with allegations of sexual assault has a right to be heard, and because it's the committee's responsibility to fully evaluate the fitness of the nominee to the Supreme Court. I therefore want to give Dr. Ford an opportunity to tell her story to the Senate, and if she so chooses, to the American people. I also want to give Judge Kavanaugh an opportunity to respond to the allegations. By hearing both Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, the committee will endeavor to discover the truth of the matter and will be able to make a informed judgment about Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. Last paragraph. You have stated repeatedly Dr. Ford wants to tell her story. I sincerely hope that Dr. Ford will accept my invitation to do so, either privately or publicly, on Monday. In the meantime, my staff still welcomes the opportunity to speak with Dr. Ford at a time and place convenient to her. And I remind you that, consistent with the committee rules, Dr. Ford's prepared testimony and biography are due to the committee by 10 a.m. on Friday, September 21st, if she intends to testify on Monday. Sincerely, Chuck Grassley, Chairman. So there you go. That's the latest. Apparently, the lawyer still has not returned phone calls or emails, but she keeps saying that her client wants to talk, wants to tell her story. But she won't respond at all with any information to, I don't know if you've ever had anybody stonewall you, but this is stonewalling. So to go back to my opening comments about the fact you have to put yourself in the shoes of the other party. So if they say, fine, you want an FBI investigation, well, the White House, send a couple of FBI agents over. Let's get this thing started. They should get started on it this afternoon. And by Monday, they would have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They would have 5 days worth of investigative background. I think they should do it. What do you think? The phone number here is 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
Well, so it really comes down to, is this a delaying tactic? This is where I know I'm going to get a lot of you that disagree with me on this, but I say, they when this whole accusation came out, the attorney for Christine Blasey Ford said she wants to tell her story, and so Grassley said, okay. And they, well, how about Monday? Well, we'll schedule for Monday. We'll see you on Monday. Well, wait a minute. We can't do that without an FBI investigation first. So they're pushing back and saying, no FBI investigation. I say, fine. You want an FBI investigation? We'll give you an FBI investigation. And if I was Christopher Wray over at the FBI, I would be calling my San Francisco office and say, get a couple of your top sex crime investigators' calendars cleared, because they need to start working behind the scenes on whatever they need to work on, so that they can jump on it the minute that the woman says, okay, I'll meet with the FBI. If she won't meet with the FBI, then it's overly a political stunt. If she will meet with the FBI, good for her. Let's hear her side of the story. So it's going to either give her credibility or it's going to ruin her credibility, depending upon whether or not she says yes or no to an FBI investigation. Right now, that's the second demand. But you have to put some deadlines on this. And I hate to use her name, but if you will recall, how long was the FBI over at Hillary Clinton's house in Washington, D.C., when they were investigating some very serious matters regarding national security, her server, on and on and on? They went over to her house. I believe they spent about 2 hours, two agents, at Hillary Clinton's house on a Saturday afternoon. If they can investigate something that monumental, where they have all the work already done on Kavanaugh and everything else except for this, so let's go interview her. They could get started right now this afternoon. It's just afternoon on the West Coast. They could be over there after lunch. They could be there all day tomorrow. They could be there all day on Friday, work Saturday, Sunday, and have a complete file ready to go Monday morning. So I say yes to them about the FBI investigation. And if they balk on that, then it's a stunt. 855-295-6600. Brenda in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brenda.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you serious?
I am.
We have over 300 pedophilic priests in this country. That's just in Pennsylvania.
Right.
That we can't get anybody to seriously act upon. And we have a woman coming forward with this so-called story where there's nowhere to go, nowhere to look into. They don't even know where it took place. Her story's changed about 1,000 times, and we're going to call for an FBI investigation?
Well,
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to lay it out real for you.
All right.
I'm a victim of child sexual abuse. And then because of the outcome of that, I did get raped at 16. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I was raped from the age of 5 till I was almost 13. And I remember things at 5 that this lady can't remember at all. So I'm sitting here and I'm a victim and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, statute of limitations shut my mouth up. My molester's walking the street. It was my cousin.
This is no longer a criminal investigation. It is a political process. That's what we're into.
It's a political hack.
Well, I mean,
it's a political hack, dog.
I know, and the best way to prove that is to say, you want that? Great, we'll give it to you and see what they say. And if they balk on that.
You know what, I have a serious problem with this woman coming forward to the Washington Post. She doesn't go to her local law enforcement. She goes to Feinstein, whatever her name is. What a joke she is. We've got Keith Ellison with real credible things against him.
Right.
And nobody's doing anything. And
I know.
Sure there's others.
I know.
But the fact remains, we have Kavanaugh with nothing else on it. The American people know what's going on here.
I think so, too. Brenda, thank you. I appreciate your call.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
So, look, I'm sorry. This is the story A, and it is what is being talked about around the water cooler, and it's not going to go away. Tomorrow, Friday, I expect more nuggets, maybe a few bombs to drop between now and next Monday. See how all this goes, but I mean, Grassley has tried to bend over backwards and said, we're trying to reach you. Would you please call us or email us? And the lawyer won't do it. That is a sign right there that it's a stall tactic. But I want to give Christine Blasey Ford the benefit of the doubt. I would like, as the president said, I would like to hear what she has to say. I mean, let's get the accuser forward. I think it's I don't know. It's not just fair. It is if you're going to make these accusations about somebody, you better be prepared. You better be prepared to back them up somehow. Here's a montage of the president and others speaking about these accusations this morning.
Lawmakers had invited Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford to testify on Capitol Hill this Monday, but now Ford is demanding the FBI investigate her allegation first.
Any talk of a hearing on Monday, frankly, is premature because she just came forward with these allegations 48 hours ago. And since that time, she has been dealing with hate mail, harassment, death threats.
Absolutely, it's the right move. The hearing questions need to have a frame, and the investigation is the best frame for that, a neutral investigation that can pull together the facts, create a record so that the senators can draw on the information they receive to develop their questions.
It seemed that the FBI really doesn't do that. They've investigated about six times before, and it seems that they don't do that. It's very unfair, I think, to, as you know, Justice Kavanaugh has been treated very, very tough, and his family, I think it's a very unfair thing what's going on. So we'll see. But I do think this. They've given it a lot of time. They will continue to give it a lot of time. And really, it's up to the Senate. I'd really want to see her. I really would want to see what she has to say. But I want to give it all the time they need. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate. If she shows up and makes a credible showing, that'll be very interesting, and we'll have to make a decision. But I can only say this. He is such an outstanding man. Very hard for me to imagine that anything happened.
Okay, so that's pretty much everybody's going around the same bush on this thing. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Fred in Missouri. Hello, Fred.
Well, I don't think the Senate has the power to bring in the FBI. It's not in the Constitution. That'd be extracurricular activity as usual. And if there was any merit to it, why didn't Feinstein bring it up months ago? She's had it on her desk. It's a ploy. Democrat ploy as usual.
Well, her attorney in that montage said she just came forward 48 hours ago, and since then she's been getting death threats. And I'm thinking, no, she came forward in June.
Well, how come Feinstein had it?
Congresswoman Eshoo had it in June. She gave it to Feinstein on July 6th. So,
well, you know how it is? You don't just get to investigate anybody you want to. You've got to have
She also apparently was reluctant to come forward because she thought if she does that, it's going to be life is going to be hell. And so she was aware. This isn't a surprise that life is going to be hell for her. She's going to get, I'm sorry that she's getting these death threats.
Look how far behind her this had all been if she'd come out 30-some years ago, when there was any evidence that might have been collected.
Yeah, that's why, first of all, I don't think you're ever going to find the truth of this. Secondly, because you don't have any evidence, you don't have anything like that. It's been too long. But secondly, I'm sorry. This is, I don't trust senators to figure out how to do this. I think it's going to be a circus. If she shows up on Monday, it's going to be a wild circus with her and with Kavanaugh. You thought that the original round of questioning Kavanaugh was a circus. Stand by for Barlum and Bailey's best ever. It's going to be huge.
Don't do it then. That'd suit me.
Well, I don't know. So we'll see what she says. But I would hope that she has to come forward or come out with some statement saying I'm dropping the whole thing. She can't just drift off. She's not going to be allowed to just disappear. But Fred, thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Frank here in California. Hello, Frank.
Hi, how you doing,
Doc? Doing great, thank you.
I just think that they should indulge her and go ahead and do a FBI investigation. I had a personal experience back when I was in the service when I joined, and I was selected for communication school. Unbeknownst to my family, they talked to my homeroom teacher, Brother Gordon. They talked to the school principal. They talked with the scoutmaster. They talked to two. two or three families, and they did all this in one day. And then that evening, they talked to my parents. And anyway, so yeah, one day, 2 days. There's only two or three parties involved in this. They could do it in one morning.
Yeah, I think so too.
So you know, you put the agents, you put three or four agents in this to interview two or three participants. It would take one morning. So anyway, that's my
I think so, and yeah. I don't mean to bring up Hillary's name, but I mean it's. I'm not picking on her, but I mean that interview with Hillary Clinton took all of 2 hours on a Saturday afternoon on some big matters. So I say, don't fight it. Look like you're sure. What else? You know, that's great, but we're not going to keep playing this game. We've got to put some limitations on here. So yeah, I'm with you.
Absolutely.
I'm with you, Frank. I always appreciate your call. I don't know. It seems most of my business transactions had a lot to do with real estate. And probably half the time before you got done with the whole transaction, there was somewhere in the contract was time is of the essence. There was some sort of reason. Something was coming due. Some deadline was coming up. And so normal language in contracts is time is of the essence. In other words, you got to get this done or this thing's not going to happen. So in other words, time is of the essence definitely on this. And so Christine Blasey Ford, time is of the essence. Either come forward and give your testimony or have your attorneys at least return phone calls or be ready to meet with the FBI agents. I'm sure right now this is probably the top thing on her calendar. I feel bad about the woman getting death threats and everything else. I don't want to say they're not real, but they probably aren't real. We in this business, in the media, we get death threats on an irregular basis. But, I mean, I can't count how many death threats I've had over the years. And I'm just a goob talk show host. Yeah, there was a couple serious ones, and the police did get involved. But if you're going to throw yourself out onto the public stage, and it's controversial what you have to say, sadly, there's a bunch of trolls out there who are going to make death threats. But I think she better respond or she's going to look worse. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
My phone is, I'm getting a call from the Ag Benefit Center in Carmel, Indiana. What do you think? That's a legitimate call. Wonder how my farm in Indiana's doing. I have no idea. Where do these calls come from? I just, Ken Smith says, you can follow me on Twitter, by the way, the address at Sullivan Radio. Says, serious question, Tom, could Kavanaugh sue the woman for defamation of character? It would be very difficult because Kavanaugh is a public figure. And public figures, you can go after public figures. The only way that you could be sued for going after a public figure is if the public figure was able to prove that you had intentional malice. You wanted to harm the person. But if you say Donald Trump's a genius or Donald Trump's an idiot or whatever, you can call him any name you want, he can't sue you. Public figures cannot sue you. You can call me an idiot. Okay, you wouldn't be that wrong. But that's another point. Let's talk to Craig, waiting patiently. Craig, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I got to laugh first because I didn't actually think I was going to get tossed on the radio.
Oh.
So, well, I think an FBI investigation is a terrible idea, and my reasoning behind this is it sets a precedent to allow this to happen, and then if they go do an investigation, I think the law firm is just going to say, well, we've got some witnesses, but it's going to take us a few months. We can't quite locate them right now.
No, let them say that, because that would be a clear indicator that they're just they're playing a game. It'd be a stunt at that point. It'd be total stunt. But I don't understand. Back to your problem with the FBI doing this. That's what they do.
That's not what they do. I'm not arguing with you, but if somebody was assaulted in my hometown, if a girl was assaulted, you don't call the FBI and launch an investigation.
No.
This is multiple authorities.
This is not a criminal investigation. Who did the background checks on Judge Kavanaugh? Who filled that file that the senators have? It was the FBI. The FBI is charged with doing background investigations on federal judge nominees. That's what they do.
Correct me, who's in charge of an assault investigation?
That's not what this is. It's not what this is. That would be the local Maryland authorities, but that's not what this is. This is a background. They want a background investigation on this. It's not because they're going to bring federal charges. There are no federal charges to be brought. It's simply the how a background investigation is done on a federal judge nominee is done by the FBI. That's what they do.
Well, my question is, how long can they stall this if the attorneys go, well, we got witnesses, but we just can't find them?
Okay.
Currently.
That is, I don't know if you watched the hearings or not, but Chuck Grassley, when he kept getting interrupted by one Democrat after another, he gave them all a few moments to bark about whatever they were talking about. And finally he would say, okay, how long are you going to go on with this? Because it was clear that they were trying to interfere with the hearing. At some point, I don't know what that point is, but you lay down, okay, you want an FBI investigation? We'll give you one, and we've talked to the FBI. They hopefully have talked to the FBI already and said, how long would it take you to do a background check on what this accusation is about? And if they say 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, come back and say, that's what we're going to extend this until the FBI says they can have an investigation done by Friday at 2 p.m. So we're going to extend this to Friday at 2 p.m. Have a date certain, a drop-dead date certain. This is what we're going to give you. You ask for it, we're going to give it to you. Grassley has already bent over backwards on the fact that he said, fine, your client has an accusation, well, have her show up next Monday. Whoa, we can't do that.
I love your real estate analysis, which is, okay, we're closing on the 15th, or we're just not closing. There is no deal anymore.
Right. Right. Time is of the essence is a legal term used in many, many contracts. And so I would say to these lawyers, they know, say time's of the essence. You know that. We know that. We're not going to hold this open infinitely. I mean, it's going to have a date certain, and that is push come to shove, we're going to have a vote on that particular day. So have your client
send
us your information.
It's a stall out process that they They cannot win this battle. It's a stall process, and they can't stall it
long
enough to the midterms. It's not going to happen.
I'll give you another real estate lingo. Open escrows are open problems. You don't know what they're going to be. You don't know what's going to pop up. But you can bet right now, Craig, there are boatloads of Democrat investigators that are scouring the country looking for something else to blow this thing into bigger proportions, and you've got boatloads of reporters. I mean,
deadline? They need something else now. They need
the reporters.
Monday isn't going to work for them.
There's a fleet of journalists out there that are trying to make a name for themselves, that are trying to find somebody. Now, trust me, they're working on it as hard as they can.
They'll find something. This isn't going to work. Monday's not going to work for them. So you watch by Friday. What's going to happen is there's going to be some other accusation or somebody else that comes out of the woodwork to kick the can down the road a little longer.
Right. They will. I agree. That's what I'm thinking, too. There will be, the longer this stays open, the more there will be somebody that comes forward with something. I don't know what it will be, but that's their goal. And remember, this isn't about Christine Blasey Ford or Brett Kavanaugh. This is about, we're only a month and a half away from the midterm elections. This is about making the Republicans look like they steamroll over women. The little fragile woman is once again beat up by the big mean Republican. That's the image that they want, because they're already a bunch of women out there that are upset with Republicans. They're going to try and get more of them. But I don't know if women that are already upset are going to vote Republican anyway. I don't think so. So I don't know what the impact will be politically, but they're trying to make it so that women will somehow fire back at the Republican Party come November 6th. But, Greg, I got to run. I appreciate your call very much. Short break. We'll be right back.